Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. If you're stuck in traffic somewhere, I'm so sorry. But hey, you get more of this. So, yeah, very small consolation. We got Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Every Thursday, we get a preview of what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, so, you know, we've been talking about the city of Gulf Breeze put in its multi-use path, which was designed to help alleviate some of the stress they had on the sidewalks. Gulf Breeze is a city of a lot of pedestrians, walkers, bicyclists, joggers, skateboarders, things like that. So the multi-use path was a good way to keep the pedestrians separated from the people who are riding bicycles.
Right.
But since then, they've invented these motorized bicycles and scooters that go like 25 miles an hour. So it's sort of becoming a little bit more of an issue having the slow-moving traffic on the multi-use path versus the fast-moving traffic. Technology just keeps on advancing. But one of the main issues that they're talking about is that when you come to an intersection, if you're on a bicycle, you don't have to stop at an intersection. Most of the time, the Florida law really hasn't kept up with these motorized bicycles. The issue is that if you're driving a car on the street, and you come to that intersection where there is a multi-use path or a sidewalk or whatever, and you look and you see someone coming, you think, okay, that person's on a bicycle. They probably won't be here for a few minutes or for a few seconds. I have time to pull out. You look the other way, then you pull out, and all of a sudden that motorized bicycle is going a lot faster than you thought.
Right.
So they're trying to figure out a way to raise awareness, to let people who are driving motor vehicles, cars, et cetera, to be sure to look both ways, to stop at the line where the stop sign is, rather than pulling all the way up, because the stop sign is behind the path. So if you stop where the stop sign is, you're not going to pull into the path. So it's everyone, but also the people who are on these motorized bicycles or hoverboards or whatever they're on now.
Golf carts too, also, yeah.
They all need to be very aware that a lot of the time, I think these, especially young people, and it is not just young people, are not really aware of the rules of the road. They're just kind of turned loose to go, ride their bicycles and everything. And they need to also be aware that this could end in a tragedy. They're trying to prevent that. So, number one, education. They're also trying to eliminate some of the small stop signs and try to make sure that they have the big intersections covered. And they're just trying to really educate people.
It's dangerous. And if you remember, anybody who's ever taught a kid how to drive, one of the most terrifying parts of that is realizing that when they're first learning, they don't know how to look out for stuff. They don't know how to be aware of the danger, and that's everybody until they're good at driving. And so if you've got, kids driving golf carts or, you got people on scooters or whatever, plus the rules are unclear, plus the markings are a little bit hard to tell. I mean, all of it. I'm glad they're working to make things more safe. You've got the county's been dealing with the land development code. They ditched the alternate subdivision provision, which I think was a big win for sort of the public outcry about that. What did they do about tree cutting? I didn't get to the back half of the meeting.
Well, a lot of the people, of course, have been decrying clear cutting. No clear cutting. We don't want clear cutting. There's so many reasons because of the flooding, the stormwater runoff, the heat, everything else. Well, so after a lot
the
of
ugliness.
Debate, they decided to phase in. Yes, and that's true. Phase in the tree cutting, which they had talked about, leaving a percentage of trees. They said that's just not, they debated that off and on. So what they're going to do now is phase in tree cutting. Rather than come in and just cut every single tree off the lot, they're going to cut where they need to cut, when they need to, you know, use that piece of land. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm willing to give it a shot. I think it's a win. It's a compromise. You know, there are a lot of factors. There's, you know, you've got to talk about the root system, the underground utilities. They're saying it's going to drive up the cost of a project.
Yep.
So,
And it
we'll
feels like in the end, it feels like in the end, we're still getting tree cutting or clear cutting. We're just getting clear cutting in stages instead of all at one time, which is, I don't know how many people that really satisfies. Lisa, hang on for just a second. Let's get Canyon here with the traffic on the fives.
And it looks slow again between the Car City exit and right before you hit 110. There's an accident at mile marker 11. This is all I-10 eastbound, again, right near Car City, and very, very slow through that area. Keep stopping, going slow, stopping, going slow, then it's clear. So I imagine that's what's going to be happening for the next few minutes. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. You guys also have a story about a significant development of townhomes next to the new high school on 98?
Yes, we've known this was in the works, but they've actually made their application to build 150 townhomes right next to the property where the high school is going in, down across from the zoo in Midway.
Yeah.
So
the old flea market, right?
Several different. That's right. That's right. So, and also we have an article in the paper about asking people, what do you think that high school should be named?
Oh.
You know, and is there? And we have also put some things on Facebook. We've got a lot of good responses, but I think, you know, it's not up to us to name it. We're just spitballing here just to see if we can come up with a good name for it. Because it is right between Gulf Breeze and Navarre. It's technically the Gulf Breeze. It's got the Gulf Breeze mailing address, but that's, you know, they could put a new post office in there sometime and change the whole name of it. So we don't know what it's going to be called.
We'll find out.
Maybe,
not proper
maybe
high school.
They'll name it
that's
after
what I,
the
that's
high
what I think it should be called. It should be called Not Proper High School.
Or improper.
That's right.
Improper high
school. There you go. last thing, you've got a story about injuries at a JV game, right? This is kind of an interesting thing people might not be aware of.
That's right. In the Santa Rosa County, there is required to be an ambulance at all varsity games. I guess maybe it's just high school games. I'm not sure if I'm not sure if it's just football. In other counties, you're required to have ambulances on standby for freshmen and JV games. Well, there was an injury to a child who was playing football, and it took like 40-45 minutes for the ambulance to get there. So now people are asking, is this something we need to change? Is this a rule that we need to change? Because whether you're playing JV, freshman football, it's just as likely you would have an injury
right.
as if you're at a varsity game.
Right. There's no reason
so
to think that.
So they are looking into that. A lot of the parents are really interested in getting some answers about that. And also, you know, they only have so many ambulances. They position them where they think
right.
things are going to be. One of the questions I have is, well, why can't they just position them at a high school football game? But if they get called out, they have to go, you know, they have to go respond,
right.
which leaves no one available except for maybe coming from the north end of the county, which we all know is very far.
Yeah, no, that staging problem for lifeguard and for EMS in Escambia, that is a universal problem of trying to solve that issue. That's exactly right. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, the paper that is full of all kinds of information about Gulf Breeze, Midway, Improper, and Santa Rosa County. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Most definitely. 819 on News Radio 92.3. If you are an employer who has folks that you got to take care of their benefits, like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, manage HR, manage payroll, all of that, Torgerson Causey. I mean, if what you've got right now is great and you're super satisfied and you believe it's the best it can possibly be, wonderful, fantastic. But if any part of that might be just not quite the case, give them a call. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They'll help you find maybe different choices for your employees, maybe better plans. Maybe they just manage it in a way that's more efficient. Or maybe, you know, our own experience is they did all of that for us when they started working with us here at News Radio and Cat Country 6 years ago. But also just customer service. Like, I have had fantastic experience with them and their responsiveness to questions. My wife is the kind of woman, has a lot of questions. They have a lot of answers. She's very happy with them. They're fantastic. So if you want to have them come look at what you're doing and see if it maybe can be a little bit better, no obligation, obviously, 433-9996. Torgerson Causey. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle and you're looking for something that's almost new, you know, they say used, but I like almost new because it's new to only, you know, just like a year, maybe two, low mileage, great condition. I mean, literally cars that are A-condition cars is all they do at Frontier Motors. And, you know, sometimes you kind of think of a used car as like the place where they sell you the D cars and they try to call them a B-plus car. No, no, no. This is a place where they are genuinely in great shape, low miles, good condition, and relatively new, very, very close to new. I know because I bought a great Honda Odyssey from them a few years ago, and that was exactly what we got. Other people I've talked to, so many people here at the station have bought cars from them that it's just, you know, a great place to get good quality used vehicles and outstanding customer service as well. So Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today. 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingInPensacola.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Reach for the sky.
Good morning, 8:24 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I have some sad news to share with you that we just found out last night. The founder of Boogie Inc., David McDonald, has passed away. Just a very sudden illness, according to the Facebook page, and just, you know, a guy that we worked with a ton here at News Radio and all kinds
and
of
a radio
events
personality
and,
for years. Yeah. He was on Wow 107 back in the day, and just he and Bonnie have been running this whole area. And they used to
doing
hire like
Mardi Gras, just all
oh
of
God.
It. All
yeah,
the stuff they did.
Blue Angels, right. Everything. And they used to, because in radio, you don't make a lot of money. And they would hire DJs too that like needed extra cash to go help at their events. Mm. I mean, they're really good people. That's so sad. That's so sad.
And I know you knew them a lot better than
I did.
I
know them very well. Like, I know Bonnie, and it's just, she said she's going to post details on stuff
on
when
the
they get it.
And, right.
But it just happened.
I'm sorry, Candy.
No, I'm sorry.
I had seen it, and then I kind of threw it at you in the break, and I
right before you went to Lisa Newell. I'm like,
I know.
Oh, my God. I had time to
just
grieve.
It's sudden loss. It seems like there's been a number of those recently where people, like the Al Bruton in Milton. There was another.
Oh yeah, Mr.
leader.
Golden in Milton, and right.
There
right.
was another community leader here in Pensacola. I'm so sorry, I just can't remember her name. The past is a black lady, I think, and I just like right. you know. Oh my God! Like, yeah. why? What's
it's
going
all
on
these people
folks?
That have been yeah. woven into the fabric yeah. of our lives? And Dave, I mean, if you've done anything musical in Pensacola in the last 50 years, they were part of it,
right?
You know,
exactly.
the McDonald's. So ugh. I remember, like, I've seen pictures of him in like the satin jackets they used to wear, like the WKRP days. Like, he was here
right.
for that
he
on the
that
beach,
guy,
and
right.
he's done so much. And what a loss.
Well, do you feel like doing traffic? Are you okay
the roads,
traffic?
Yeah. Right. And I'm just so sorry. And our hearts just go out to Bonnie and the whole family. I-10 eastbound, Mile Marker 11. We are seeing a crash, and it is backing things up just a little bit on I-10 eastbound. It's slow, but it is moving now. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in at 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, mm-hmm. Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. today. He'll be meeting with President Biden at the White House. He'll meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and also military leaders at the Pentagon today. And the Writers Guild of America strike reportedly is close to ending. Writers and producers met yesterday and were reportedly near an agreement. And this is according to CNBC. The two sides are hopeful to finalize a deal later today.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I hate discovering something that's like news to me, but maybe we should have known already because ECUA actually put a note about this.
It happens to me every day.
I know. Like a month ago, I learned about it because of the Jeff Bergosh town hall because he had the executive director, Bruce Woody, was there. And one of the things that he announced to kind of like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
If you have any questions or doubts about whether something goes in the recycling can, our request is when in doubt, throw it out and put it in the regular trash can.
That part we know.
Contamination is really the big challenge for all recyclers, ourselves included. And we're wanting to be sure that those people that are not interested in recycling have other options.
Right. So, this is a problem that the city's been struggling with. Of course, the city has put recycling on hold for now, pending a solution. But ECUA has a different kind of solution.
So if your heart isn't in it and you're not committed to recycling, you will now have the option of contacting us if you'd like to trade in your recycling can for a trash can and have two trash cans instead of one of each. You can do that. There's no additional fees or charges for that. If you're interested in recycling, please continue to do so. If you're not, please give us a call. We'll swap out that can, and that'll help our contamination rate.
I got to imagine that's a win for everybody. Because the people who are just throwing trash in the recycling, fine, do that, but just get a garbage can. You know, just take a sanitation can. And they're glad to have you do that. That'll be better for the trucks and the recycling contamination rates. And, of course, if you want to keep recycling, well, keep recycling. That's fine. So that's just a different way to solve this problem than the city has decided to do. And, honestly, I'm kind of optimistic about that, you know, that's kind of and obviously you don't lose your ability to throw more stuff out. I assume, God, I want to believe that the reason people throw trash in the recycling bin is because they have more than one bin's amount. And that's what they do is just to fill up the second one. Well, okay, fine. But here's just use a second bin. No problem. No worries. So that seems like a good solution for everybody. So I appreciate that move. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we did get some more information about the F-35. That went flying away on its own.
Did they find it?
Well, yeah, they did find it. But the question is sort of like, what exactly happened? Well, we still have things that we don't know. But some of the things we have learned is the aircraft was at about 1,000 feet. It was only about a mile north of Charleston International Airport in a populated area that led the pilot to parachute into a residential backyard. You know, hey, folks, don't mind the barbecue. But, you know, also the theory is going that maybe this had something to do with auto eject. The Air Force and Navy versions, the A and the C, don't have auto eject. But apparently the Marine Corps B, that's the vertical takeoff and landing variant, has an auto eject function on the ejection seat that is designed to, you know, save the pilot in case they can't save themselves kind of thing. And there's been a case where, like, the the bee kind of landed hard and then the pilot ejected, but apparently because of this, a different case. So we're not quite sure whether that might have been related to this particular incident or not. But, you know, more things that we're learning. Definitely the autopilot had been engaged, and it flew for, you know, maybe 60 miles or something like that. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
The sheriff's office commenting on the Baptist Hospital move. More after Fox.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Ukraine's President Zelensky lobbying the House before a White House welcome, calling for long-range missiles against Russia after $100 billion in U.S. support. But more Republicans object amid negotiations to avert a shutdown. GOP Senator Josh Hawley.
I'm tired of hearing the president say over and over that we've got to invest. This is an investment in the future of every nation. What about our nation? It's not an investment in our future, in our people, in our jobs.
With President Biden's move toward diplomacy with Iran, the Saudi crown prince tells Fox's Brett Baer exclusively, if Iran develops a nuclear weapon,
if they get one, we have to get one for security reasons and for balancing power in the Middle East. But we don't want to see that.
Resilience in the job market. New unemployment claims dropped by 20,000 from last week to 200,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 72 degrees, partly cloudy. It looks like a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Around the area, preparations are underway for a huge move from Baptist Hospital's legacy campus downtown to their brand new state-of-the-art facility on Brent Lane. The hospital says they'll be moving all of their patients to the new campus on Saturday. Starting that morning, all patients will be transported by ambulance and have a police escort.
We've had our traffic unit in constant communication with the folks at Baptist. I know the Pensacola Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, they're both of our traffic units. We've actually practiced this. We've had tabletops on this, and it should go, you know, pretty much according to a plan.
And that is Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. He says about a dozen deputies will be on special duty to help with that move on Saturday. One man's dead. A woman has been charged with fatally stabbing him yesterday in Milton. The victim has been identified as 67-year-old Timothy DeLong. He was found with a stab wound at a home on the 4900 block of Community Circle yesterday. Deputies talked with Channel 3 about the investigation.
It's too early to tell at this time, but they're working on it. We have one suspect in custody, and we will be speaking to her,
and
obviously.
That suspect has been identified as 31-year-old Bria DeLong of Mary Esther, and the stabbing is believed to be a case of domestic violence. Pensacola's Reap Lodge Transitional Center is going to be forced to close soon.
Executive Director Vinnie Wibbs confirmed that news this week, saying Reap has been unsuccessful in solidifying needed funding to stay open. Last month, the Escambia County Commissioners provided $15,000 to cover rent and utilities, but Wibbs says it takes about $30,000 per month to operate. He says they do expect to be able to relocate all women and children at the shelter to other Reap facilities, with the majority moving to the Maxwell Respite Center over the next week.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford. The trial date now set for the man accused in last month's deadly shooting outside of the Mugs and Jugs bar on Scenic. According to Channel 3, 25-year-old Christian Ketchup's trial will start January 16th of next year. He's charged with first-degree premeditated murder for the death of 25-year-old Tierra Binion. Investigators say Binion was shot 7 times after she got into an argument inside that bar with Ketchup's girlfriend. Well, after just one game, the girls and boys basketball season has been canceled at the new Warrington Preparatory Academy. Principal Dr. Erica Foster tells Channel 3 some players were ineligible because of their grades last year. Others were either over the age limit or they were struggling with their own studies.
We gave the students a choice, 3 choices, that either we can continue to play with the Escambia County School lineup and our games do not count, or we can remove the students that were not academically, sound, or we can create our own schedule. And so I brought all the students and the athletes in the gym, and they basically made that decision.
And meanwhile, head boys coach Lou Timothy May says they are hoping to be able to play a full slate of games against other private and charter schools that are in similar situations as them. It is 8:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
This is brought to you by Indeed.com. And if you need to hire, find great people fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. And taking a look around, the accident on I-10 eastbound has been completely cleared, so you should have a pretty easy way of going I-10 east and west, certainly. A little slow near Avalon on 98 westbound, but not bad. And that's really the only thing that I'm seeing right now, the only slowdowns. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Another day with partly cloudy skies. You may even run into a rain shower or two. Rain chance sits at about 20% for today. A little bit less than what we saw yesterday, but maybe keep an umbrella around just in case. Highs in the upper 80s. On Friday, the sunshine returns. We'll have low temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Highs once again into the upper 80s. And this weekend, early look, has lots of sunshine in the forecast. Highs near 90. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Right now, 72. In Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Our next news at 9.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Your money now. Good morning. The market is down today. The Dow's down 204.89 and 34, 235.99. S&P 500 down 34 at 43.68.20. And the NASDAQ is down 123.80 at 13,344.28. Our 10-year bond rate this morning is up slightly at 4.47%. Gold price is down 30.50 at $1,936.60. Silver price is down as well at $23.21. Bitcoin down almost 500 today, down 474.03 at $26,462.76. The number of Americans filing for unemployment claims dropped last week by 20,000 to 201,000 people. Numbers out from the Labor Department today showing the figures are the lowest since January and well below analysts' predictions. The Federal Reserve again pausing interest rate hikes from March 2022 through May 2023. They did raise rates at 10 successive meetings. They've been raising rates to combat inflation. The central bank says they do still expect one more rate hike before the end of the year. And a California woman suing McDonald's saying she was scalded, yep, you guessed it, by hot coffee. A lawsuit filed this month says 85-year-old Mabel Childress was left with severe burns after buying a coffee at a McDonald's drive-thru. The lawsuit claims her coffee lid was improperly secured by the restaurant staff, came off when she tried to take a drink. She's accusing the restaurant of gross negligence and seeking over $25,000. It's 8:40. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm hesitant about this one. I'll just tell you in advance. I know the question I want to ask, but I'm a little hesitant because I'm not sure we're going to get a lot of answers. So I'm going to leave it open to you. Candy says trust you. So if it works, it's on her. And if it doesn't work, it's still on her. Oh. So.
Well, only because we got an answer in before you even asked the
fair
question.
Enough. Okay. Yeah. So here's the question. Kind of came up with Lisa Newell. We're talking about the new high school going in and the vicinity between Gulf Breeze and Navarre. I don't want to say it because that would maybe bias you towards a name.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Midway. So the question is, what should the name of the new high school be? And obviously, we know people love to name things. We know people love to name them sarcastically. We know people love to name them sincerely. And we know that people love to name things creatively. So here's your opportunity, 437-1620. What should the name of the new high school be? And feel free to give context if there's an explanation, but what's your best name for the high school? 437-1620. Yes, we will. I will submit any good answers I will submit to Dr. Barber. They may already have one picked out. I don't know if they've officially named it. I don't think they've officially picked it out yet. But, you know, this is your chance. It's like the Gulf Breeze News is doing a thing. I thought that was a clever idea. So here we go. 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy?
Well, I have to go with the answer that we got in on the text earlier, Schooly McSchoolface. And I love it.
I mean, of course.
Oh, these are really good answers coming in,
okay,
actually.
All right, okay. We get some.
Oh, thank God.
And yeah, I know. Same. Like, I really.
These are really good ones.
I always try to tell you when, like, and it's funny because you think this topic, oh, it's going to be a great one, and then nobody texts. And then you're like, this is a terrible topic. You know, like the text come in. I was thinking along these lines as well. Okay, so first one here says the Midway Bombers. Midway Bombers.
I like that. That's good. Great. Yeah.
Tiger Point Tigers. A little too tigery for me, but okay, fine.
I like it.
This person, Lower. Michael, you,
aren't you
this
an
was,
Auburn fan?
This is where my, what's that?
Aren't they the Tigers? Auburn Tigers?
Who now? What'd you just say out loud?
Did I say, are the Auburns not Tigers?
Oh, there you go.
That's what I'm saying.
There
you're a Tiger fan, okay, so you should enough. Like
yeah,
that. Yeah,
right.
Tiger Point Tigers.
I was thinking baseball for a second and I misheard you. Anyway, somebody here says the zoo school. I like that. Or,
that's perfect
or
though, isn't it?
The school across from the zoo. You know, I mean, clear directions. Where do you want to meet? Zoo across from the school. Or the school across from the zoo. Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I like that. You could be the giraffes. You could be the rhinos. You know, you could be a lot of things. But I like the idea of a play on the zoo somehow or other. The Midway Magicians.
I love it.
Or the Midway Magic. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett High. Oh, there you go. I like that. See Jimmy Buffett High. Get the...
Yes, I got it. Yeah, I know.
Not to, you know, beat the obvious point on the head.
Although you still can't buy it there, so.
No, fair enough. as far as you know.
Chappy, best answer ever.
Chappy James, oh wait, the 3 Mile High School.
best answer ever.
Maybe not the best connotation, but you know, okay,
great,
I do kind of like that.
Oh, John.
East High Wildcats, get your head in the game. Is that a...
Did you see the High School Musical?
Oh, yeah.
It's a High School Musical,
but that's
yeah.
Not a, it's not like a My Movie kind of thing. I don't
yeah,
know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I don't have
but
kids,
I've seen
but
it.
I know it is.
The Midway Black Bear. Oh,
that's perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
I kind of like that. All right. So I was sort of jokingly thinking of something along the lines of not proper high school or, you know, Lisa's improper.
Improper.
Because,
right.
You know, proper Gulf Breeze proper mm-hmm. versus Gulf Breeze not proper. You know, what's the alternative really? You know, we're not Breezers High School. 437-1620. I think I'm getting texts on my phone. It's a little harder to get to those real quick. Tiger King High. Oh.
Okay, that's the name.
That's
that
needs to be wow. the name. Wow. Wow, that's pretty good.
So what's going to go down to that flea market? Are they just
tearing it doesn't
that?
Exist anymore.
Oh, it's gone?
Oh, yeah. It's just a it's a high school now.
That's the high school.
It's the land the high school's going to go on. I haven't been through there lately. I don't know if they've started above the ground construction. Oh, the Midway Fleas.
Oh, that's great.
What
yeah,
a great callback for the flea market. Yeah, that's wonderful. You know. The scavengers, you know, the hoarders. Right, you can do a lot of things related to that.
The Tupperware. It wasn't the best flea market in the whole wide world. Let's all be honest with each other, although you could buy turtles.
The Midway knives for sale, you know.
The Midway, I know, right? Here's all the stuff you can buy.
Somebody here says Midway Black Bears, the monsters of the Midway.
Nice.
That's clever.
That's great.
A little Hallmark, throwback to the Chicago Bears. The Woodlawn Beach Ospreys. Of course, then you got to fight about what is Osprey or Osprey. You know, we'll have that conversation. We'll come back to some. Oh, I see some here that are going to work.
What killed me.
This is great. Yeah, oh my God, you guys are my favorites. You're all my favorites.
You're definitely mine.
Candy
the
has traffic on
in.
The fives.
Roads
yeah.
are fine. Do the thing. No, I'm just kidding. Taking a look over there. Not showing any problems. It looks like in Midway. It looks like everything is running smoothly. Little slow on 98 westbound right before you hit Avalon, and that's it. If you have traffic. Just text them in and of course name suggestions 437-1620 News Radio 92.3 informative local dependable.
Again,
read that out loud.
The question is what do you think the name should be of the new Midway High School? It won't be called the Midway, or maybe it will be, but that high school, what should the name be? Before we get to that, if you're thinking about buying or selling, you know Christine Leavenworth is great. You know, I talk about her all the time. Talk about her and her team at Leavenrinke Realty and just what they do for people to go kind of above and beyond. Merle and Barb write a review at Leavenrinke Realty's website. Christine is the best because of a serious health issue. About 6 months ago, we decided to move closer to our children. In looking for a realtor, we saw that Christina had a proven track record in sales. After giving her a call, she recommended a price and sold our home in 4 days. If that wasn't enough, after we relocated out of state, she spent many hours ensuring a storm-related storm shutter issue was resolved. You will not go wrong if you use Christina for your next home purchase or sale. And, you know how there's like some people where you give them a task and they say they did it and you have to go check to see if it got done? Okay, Christina's the kind of person where, you know, she'll tell you there's an issue, and then she'll tell you that it's done, or you won't have to ask, and you'll be sure that it got it. Like, that's just a totally different kind of person that she is. It's impressive. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Okay, I got to get to these texts because some of these are fantastic. What would you call the new high school between Navarre and Gulf Breeze? Somebody here says the Tiger Point Bengals. Yeah, I kind of like the Tiger connection. I love
yeah,
the Mid
right.
Bombers
Tiger
of the
Point,
Black Bears.
Sure.
The Midway Fleas, we mentioned that because of the flea market. The Navarre Breeze. Oh, then you'd have the problem with the Navarre High School, though. But, yeah, okay, I'm with you. The Midway No-See-Ums.
I get that.
That's great.
Scratch Ankle High School.
Oh, Scratch Ankle High. That's awesome. And this might be my personal favorite, the Midway Zookeepers.
That's great.
I like that. Of course, that could be more for the teachers. I live behind the flea market, and there will be the high school and 600 apartments and a strip shopping center. Too much congestion. Yeah, but that's a hard thing to put out on a marquee sign. That's just a long name.
Yeah, that's going to look weird on the shirts.
The school itself has not broken ground. Oh, thank you for the clarification.
Yeah,
I appreciate
but
that. But No. This is probably the best one we've had all day. The Redheaded Step School. I don't know why. It doesn't have anything to do with Midway or Gulf Breeze or the South End, but, you know, as a redhead, I love that name. That's great.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, that was the
you
best.
You are my heart.
The Midway Construction Workers, the Midway Highway Wideners, the Midway Construction Cones.
Midway Menagerie.
The Midway Menagerie. Oh, this is good.
These are great.
We're not getting a lot of, like, the school names. We're getting more of, like, the team name at the school, but
that's okay.
I take it. That's all good. 848 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com. or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Arriba, arriba, arriba! Angele, angele, ole, 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 angele!
Hello, pussycats. You looking for a nice fat mouse for dinner?
Oh my God, we keep getting names, and they're so good. Like, this one says, we should call it the 98 Traffic Jam. That should be the name of the new high school that's going to go in. The Emerald Coast High School, somebody says.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
What was the other one? I just put it away. Sorry, I should be a little bit better prepared here. Oh, I was graduate on 98.
Yeah.
At the Midway Don't Do It's. Kind of makes me laugh.
I like it.
The Midway Mullets. That's all right. That's pretty good. And this is the snarkiest one we've seen yet. You ready? The School by Pensacola Beach. Love it. Y'all are the best. So yesterday, Sheriff Bob Johnson and Colton Wright, County Commissioner Colton Wright, did a press conference of sorts, a presentation of sorts, in front of a house with an excavator in the background.
We're going to talk about a person, and then we're going to talk about this little structure behind me. The person in question is this Santa Rosa County citizen that we've dealt with so many times I can't even count. We have responded to this trailer behind us 76 times. And that's for everything from warrant services. We've served two search warrants here. We've arrested people out of the house and they continue to sell drugs. They kept doing it. And then we initiated a forfeiture.
So you come out 76 times and eventually they don't have to come out anymore because...
So now, as of today, this behind me belongs to Santa Rosa County. It does not belong to the drug dealers anymore.
And what are we going to do about it? Well, you know, we're going to destroy the house.
One thing is, when we respond to places like this, it puts drug dealers on notice. Before, yeah, we could take your car, you know, we could take your drugs, we could take your money. But now, you sell dope out of your house in Santa Rosa County, and we get enough information on you, and we get enough probable cause to file a civil action against you, we will take your home.
There you go. With all the fentanyl deaths in this area and just drug dealing in general, we're just not putting up with this anymore.
So this puts all the dopers in Santa Rosa County on notice. If you're going to sell dope in Santa Rosa County, we're going to arrest you and we're going to try to take as much stuff from you as we can.
Absolutely. Colton Wright, talking about this yesterday as well.
I would bet everyone standing here today has been affected by drug abuse with a family member or a friend or someone they've known. It touches everyone's lives, and I think putting pressure on them, if we can get the drug dealers out of the area, it's going to be a lot harder for that scourge to continue to happen in Santa Rosa County.
Most definitely so. So I appreciate this. This is good news, and, you know, just trying to do what they can. And I know probably, because I had the thought, I assume some of you had the thought is, well, I thought we had a housing crisis, you know, could we not repurpose that house for... Are you sure that's a place you want to have people live in? Why don't we have somebody else develop on the lot and we'll be better off that way? That'd be my answer. Hey, if you are 64 turning 65 and, you know, you're going to change over onto Medicare, and that can be a little bit, you know, it can scare you because it's different and it's new and maybe people are, you know, calling you and sending you letters and making you feel like this is a stressful thing, and it's really not supposed to be. It's very simple. But if you've got questions about, you know, supplement or, you know, Medicaid even, or whatever it is you have questions about, okay? Give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. I've known her as long as I've lived here. She's helped many of you figure this out. It's not that difficult. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice that she does. And seriously, you're going to love her. I tell you you're going to love her, and then you meet her, and you're like, oh, my God, Andrew, she is really fantastic. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance, or just look her up online. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And a few accidents to watch out for, but I'm not showing any roadblocks. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 11. That is moving smoothly now. Pace Boulevard and Clarinda Lane showing an accident with no roadblock. And Kirk Street and Cervantes Street showing an accident. It says partial roadblock, but I'm not seeing anything in that area. Certainly use caution, as you know, wherever you are. And if you have those traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The Midway drive-thrus, just throw your kids out and keep driving.
Isn't that great?
We keep getting ones in that are funny. This is really important and serious. You know, child poverty was significantly impacted by the child tax credit, the expanded child tax credit. And even when they went to the, like, pay you by month as like a child support payment, basically, from the government, those things had a real dent on childhood poverty. And then it all went away, right? And now Marco Rubio is working to get it back because he was really one of the main factors in getting it all passed, getting the expansion in. And look, his basic theory, and I completely agree with him, is, look, all the things that we incentivize people to invest in, how about we at least do a little bit to compensate people for the investment that they make in kids? Because kids, in case you hadn't noticed, are expensive. I know. And just from a, I know you don't think about it this way, but from a like national strategic resources point of view, you know, we need coal mines and we need oil wells and we need steel foundries and we need home builders and we need IT and we need people to make babies. And so, you know, if we can alleviate a little bit of the financial pain of making babies, because it's expensive to have them and then to raise them, as you well know, that's why I've always been a believer in this child tax credit. It makes sense to me, and I hope he succeeds in getting it brought back. Meanwhile, from the it could always be worse file, you know, people always talk about how their taxes are going up and they don't want to have to pay more taxes. And even if it's the same percentage for the millage, your value on your property went up, so you pay a little bit more. In the, again, it could always be worse file, have you seen what Century is doing?
No.
You know, Century has not been, let's just say, the most efficient and
successful town starting.
Yeah. Not the kind of place you point to. I mean, like, you know, the folks in Midway or in Milton are like, at least we're not Century. You know, like, that's kind of the, right? Okay. So maybe they don't say it out loud. But anyway, the town, and they can't find enough people to be in the offices. I mean, it's
a beautiful area.
I know. But all the history, okay?
Right.
And it's had problems. The Century Town Council voted on Tuesday. This is off of northofscambia.com. Bill Reynolds does a good job covering Century. The Century Town Council voted Tuesday to move forward with a property tax increase. You want to take a stab, Candy? How much property tax is going to increase? By what percentage? It's bad.
10%?
It's worse than that. Keep going.
More than 10%?
More than 10%.
That's a lot. I don't know. 15? 20?
You're not even close.
30?
Keep going.
No.
Seriously.
Okay, just tell me. Dude, no. I feel like we're playing that prices, right? Oh, sorry.
I want you to keep going because it gets unbelievable.
Certainly not 40.
Keep going.
50?
Yep.
It's 50?
You're not even close.
No!
It's more than 100%. 300%.
For a property tax increase?
Yep.
In Century? Are they out of their ever-loving minds?
That's the proposal. They had to vote unanimously to do it, and they got one vote in. They got another vote coming. The current millage
aren't going to be able to afford that.
The current millage, or the proposed millage, is 0.9204, which is 4 times more than the rollback rate.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, see, it could always be worse. There you go. My God. Okay. Quick future news. Will we find somebody to buy and invest and develop properly OLF-8?
Yes.
Yes. Will the Perdido Key roundabout be fixed in, say, the next year?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. And is Tom Brady going to play for the Jets? 92.3.